Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Imagine this. You've been running a tight ship at your business, but suddenly you hit a little snag. An employee, after being issued a write-up, flat out refuses to sign it. What do you do? How do you handle the situation without escalating tensions? And how do you protect your business legally? In this episode, we're diving deep into what to do when an employee refuses to sign a write-up. This is a common challenge that many employers face, and knowing how to handle it effectively can make all the difference. Stick around, because you don't want to miss this. Welcome back to People Processes Podcast. I'm your host, Rami Alagil. And we here discuss the most pressing HR issues and business management. Today's episode is dedicated to tackling a situation that can be a real headache for employers, what to do when an employee refuses to sign a disciplinary write-up. The situation raises a lot of questions. Can you still enforce the write-up? Should you take further action? What steps do you do to protect your company? Let's break it all down. First, let's start by understanding the purpose of a write-up. A write-up is essentially a formal way of documenting an employee's behavior or performance that needs improvement. It's an important part of progressive discipline, which is the process of using increasingly severe steps to address employee performance or conduct issues. The goal is behavior before it leads to termination. Now, some employers believe that a write-up is invalid unless the employee signs it, but that's just not true. The employee's signature is simply a way to acknowledge that they have received the document, not that they agree with its contents. Even if an employee refuses to sign a write-up, it's still valid as long as there is evidence that the employee was presented with the document. This is where things can get a bit tricky. In the U.S., most employment relationships are considered at will. That means an employer can terminate an employee at any time, for any reason, as long as that reason is not illegal, without prior notice. On the flip side, employees are also free to quit at any time without reason or warning. Understanding this concept is key when dealing with disciplinary actions like write-up, because at-will employment gives employers a lot of latitude in how they handle these situations. So, back to the problem. What should you do if an employee refuses to sign a write-up? Here are some steps. First, sit down with the employee and go through the write-up point by point. This is what the manager should do. This isn't about forcing them to agree with everything written down, but rather ensuring they understand why they are being written up. Sometimes misunderstanding or miscommunication can be cleared up during this discussion, making the employee more willing to acknowledge the write-up. If the employee still refuses to sign, consider offering them an opportunity to write a rebuttal. A rebuttal allows the employee to officially record their disagreement with the write-up. This not only gives the employee a voice, but also provides a documentation that the employee was made aware of the disciplinary action. The rebuttal is the signature. The rebuttal can then be attached to the write-up in the personnel file, and this is a great way to diffuse the situation while also ensuring that both sides of the story are documented, which is fine. There's no difficulty to that. It's important to encourage a written rebuttal to show that you as an employer are committed to fairness and transparency. It also helps you protect your company by documenting that the employee was aware of the issue at hand and that they had the opportunity to respond. This can be especially valuable if the situation escalates or if the employee later challenges the write-up or any subsequent disciplinary actions. Write-ups, rebuttals, very common. If the employee refuses to sign the write-up and to provide a rebuttal, then the next step is to simply document their refusal. This can be done by noting on the write-up that the employee declined to sign and having a witness, such as another manager or HR, sign the document to confirm that the write-up was presented to the employee. This ensures that there's a record that the employee was made aware of the write-up, even if they chose not to sign it. Totally fine. Again, they're not agreeing to anything. They're acknowledging that they got it. So if they won't acknowledge it, have a witness go, he told her. Good enough. In some cases, refusing to sign is a form of insubordination. This depends on your company's policies and the specific circumstances. However, it's important to tread carefully here. While it might be tempting to take immediate disciplinary action for the refusal to sign, escalating the situation unnecessarily could lead to more significant issues down the line, including legal challenges. So instead of jumping to conclusions, consider the context. Ask yourself why the employee is refusing to sign. Are they genuinely misunderstanding the write-up, disagreeing that they should be written up? Or are they acting out of fear or frustration because they think if they sign it, they'll be fired? They'll be fired either way, right? If you're getting to that point, their signature or not doesn't really matter, just the documentation that you told them about it. Understanding their perspective can help you decide the most appropriate next steps. Sometimes a simple conversation is all that's needed to resolve the issue. However, if this refusal is part of a pattern of behavior, it's coupled with other performance issues, it's probably necessary to take additional disciplinary actions. At People Processes, we have grown-up HR. If employees are acting like children, you gotta discipline them or let them go. This might include issuing another verbal or written warning or considering termination if the behavior continues. The key to is ensure that any action taken are consistent with your company's policies for progressive discipline and that they're documented appropriately. So maybe this would be their first written warning. They refuse to sign it. That becomes their final written warning for insubordination, not acknowledging that they got a write-up. All right, let's talk about some best practices for handling write-ups and refusals to sign in general. These practices can help you manage these situations more effectively and protect your business from legal issues. First up, standardize. One of the best things you can do is have a standardized process for handling disciplinary actions. That includes creating clear policies on how write-ups are administered and what steps should be taken if an employee refuses to sign. Having a standardized process ensures consistency across the organization, helps prevent any claims of unfair treatment, and gives you something to improve over time as you grow your business. Your policy should be included in your employee handbook and clearly communicated during orientation so that all employees understand the procedures from day one. 2, keep detailed documentation. Documentation is the disciplinary process. Ensure that all disciplinary action, including verbal warnings, are documented in detail. This documentation should include a date, time, and specifics of the incident or behavior that led to the write-up. It could also outline steps taken by management, such as the discussion with the employee and their refusal to sign. Detailed records are invaluable if you need to defend your action later, whether there's a legal setting or simply within your own organization. Actually, quite easy to document a verbal warning. You just give the warning and then send yourself an email. I talked to Jackie today and told her she can't do that anymore. Gave her a verbal warning. Even if the employee doesn't sign, at least you've documented you did it, right? If you send it to the employee and ask them to reply back with, you know, hey, Jackie, we spoke today about your tardiness. Reply back and acknowledge that you know, we had this conversation. That's a write-up, right? Now you've got it in writing. So some of the different ways of handling that. But it's very nice to have at least some internal documentation as a manager when you did what and whether you need that employee sign-off or not. One note, because this comes up, when drafting a write-up, it's important to use professional tone and language. Avoid general statements like, poor attitude and bad vibes, and instead focus on specific behaviors or incidents. For example, instead of saying, John has a poor attitude, you might say, on date, John refused to complete the task assigned by his supervisor in a timely manner, which led to a delay in the project's completion. Corporate speak, but it's specific. This approach not only helps make the write-up more effective so that they could possibly improve on that, but it also reduces the chance of misunderstandings. 4, consult legal counsel. Given the complexities of employment law by state, it's always a good idea to consult with legal counsel when crafting your company's disciplinary process. While this podcast provides general advice, and of course you could talk to People Processes directly for our experience, every situation is unique, and what works in one company may not work for another. Legal counsel can help ensure that your policies are in compliance with state and federal laws, and they can protect your business from potential legal challenges. All right. While at-will employment gives you a lot of flexibility, it doesn't mean that you can't be challenged on your decisions. The more thorough and consistent your documentation or processes are, the better equipped you'll be to defend your actions if necessary. Before we wrap up, let's talk about how to develop that write-up policy that works for your business. A well-crafted policy not only helps you manage disciplinary issues more effectively, but protects you legally. 1, develop a standardized template for write-ups and include key elements such as date, employee's name, specific reason for the write-up, and the actions needed to be taken to correct the behavior. Your template should also include space for the employee to sign, and importantly, a section that states that the employee's signature indicates the receipt of the document, not necessarily agreement with its contents. This can help alleviate some of that resistance to signing we talked about earlier. You're on a modern HRIS, like people processes, this can all be done inside the system. Manager clicks report incident. They select, is this a verbal warning, internal, written warning that needs an employee sign off, write up that needs employee and director sign off. You select what workflow you're using, type it up, goes to the employee, they sign it off there, goes to the director for final sign off, stuff like that. Can all be digitally done, of course. But for your template, a Word doc's fine. Your policy should also include rebuttal and refusal protocols. It should outline what happens if an employee refuses to sign. This might include offering the employee to write a rebuttal, as we discussed earlier, and documenting their refusal with a witness present, including these protocols in your policy. That's really important to make sure that both managers and employees know what to expect and reduces the likelihood of disputes. Then train your managers. Ensure that your managers are trained on how to administer write-ups and handle situations where an employee refuses to sign. Even if you're just doing a Word doc, you want to do a quick 15-20 minute video call with a couple managers, walk them through the scenarios, when they should use it, when they should use a verbal, what the steps are following your progressive discipline policy, and make sure they're equipped for it. Record that training so when you get a new manager, you can send them that as well. If you're using an HRIS system, like people processes, again, that can all be automated, but you want to make sure that you have those trainings. It should cover the importance of clear communication, the steps to take when an employee refuses to sign, how to document those interactions. Well-trained managers are going to be equipped to handle these situations calmly and professionally, and that makes a big difference in the outcome. Finally, you need to review and update your written policies regularly. Employment laws change, and what was compliant last year may not be compliant today. Regular reviews of your policies, ideally with input from legal counsel or HR consuls, ensure that your business stays up to date with current laws and best practices. If you haven't updated your policy in 2 years, it's out of date and it's probably wrong. Okay? Finally, let's just wrap this all up. Handling situations when an employee refuses to sign a write-up can be challenging. I know that. But with the right approach and policies, with basic training for your managers, you can manage these situations very effectively, protect your business, and keep the stress level low. Remember, consistency, documentation, clear communication, and training are what keep these problems from rising up to the level of the executive and make sure that your managers are able to handle it in an effective way. If you found this discussion helpful, please be sure to subscribe to our channel so you never miss an update or on the latest HR and business management practices. We're here to provide you with the insights and advice you need to investigate and navigate the complexities of managing a workforce. If you have specific questions or would like to discuss your company's disciplinary policies in more detail, reach out. You can write a comment below. I can't provide legal advice, but I'm always happy to share my experience with you and help think through your options. If you're looking to develop or update your company write-up policy, we've got a resource for you. Follow the link in the bio to download our sample write-up template. Just a nice little write-up form. It can be designed. It's designed to be customizable, includes all the elements we discussed today to help you create a fair and effective disciplinary policy and process. After that, you can book up to 30 minutes with me. I allow 4 of those a week, and I would love to just get a 30-minute consult with you and your business. It's open to any U.S.-based business owner or executive who wants to talk about this and just pick my brain and look over something. I'd love to learn more about what you're doing. Thank you so much for tuning into the People Processes podcast. We appreciate your time and attention. I appreciate it. I look at every comment and it makes my day. I hope you found today's episode valuable. Stay tuned for more insights and advice in our upcoming episodes. And until next time, it's time to go out there, get your work done, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.